From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, we got to start with this. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt in the second quarter. Third quarter starts. You don't see him, and he's not on the field. When he comes out of the tunnel, what are you thinking, and did you have any idea that he could play at that point while the game is going on?
Right to the real drama, right?
That's right. I know you like drama, but we got to get to that.
I do. I like the real drama, and I thought there was a lot of it in our game against the Lions. I thought it was a big moment. I think it's a moment we'll all remember. I know just on the sideline, the energy for him to come back out and give it a shot. You know, there was conversation in the locker room at halftime that he may try to give it a shot. So Dr. McKenzie and Aaron worked through the mechanics of it, and then he felt good throwing the football, and so we cleared him to go.
Mike, can you take us even further back and give us kind of the back story on it? He gets hurt. You're hearing what at halftime and so forth. What's going on there? Because it looked like there's no way he's going to come back out.
Well, frankly, when I was walking off the field, we actually, you know, when, as a coaching staff, when we come in, we collectively get together as offensive coaches, kind of set the plan for what to tell the players, you know, adjustment-wise, what we're thinking for the second half. And really, through those adjustments, we were planning to play with Matt. So from that meeting, I went to the locker room to check on Aaron before I went, or excuse me, the training room to check on Aaron, then before I went to the locker room to address the team. And he felt like he was able to give it a chance to go, and I was like, "Okay, don't worry, we're gonna win this one for you." Just and then Pat says, "Hey, we're gonna work through some things and try some exercises." So he may try to give it a go.
Next step, Mike, is he's actually in the game, and I thought you guys did a great job of adjusting to what he could and maybe could not do. How did the playbook change, and did you go to more three-step drop, quick passes? What did you do once you realized, okay, he's going to play?
Well, we're fortunate. You know, really, our offensive players give us the flexibility to get in and out of concepts. I mean, we're a multiple formation, multiple alignment to multiple concept run and pass offense. So we definitely had enough to get the job done schematically. But, you know, frankly, Aaron had to do the passing part of it from the pocket and did a great job.
11 of 13, 129 yards and a touchdown after he was hurt. And, Mike, afterwards, and I'm sure we all agree, an MVP performance.
I mean, no doubt about it. I think, you know, you think of games in your, you know, in your history, this will definitely be at the top of the list, you know, or one or two. I hope there's ones better than this. But I've been in this league a long time. I've never seen a performance like that. So, I mean, it's definitely an MVP performance.
Another performance that was kind of a wow moment. The Lions had the number one run defense in the NFL. They only allowed an average of 64 yards per game. You gashed them for 152. What confidence did you have in the game plan that you guys could get that done?
Well, just really confidence in our players and confidence, you know, how we've grown as an offense. You know, we're a much different offense today than we were in September. So everybody felt good about the game plan. We knew we had to be balanced going after their defensive front, very talented defensive front. You know, Levy's is, to me, is the best linebacker, opponent linebacker that I've seen on video this year, and just makes a lot of plays. And I mean, they challenge us. So, Eddie was going to touch the ball 20 times, and he did a great job.
Mike, you have a knack for sending subtle messages and sometimes not so subtle. I noticed the very first play, you ran right at Ndamukong Suh and picked up 20 yards. I think that was a pretty good message for both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we were pretty heavy right-sided there for the first part of that drive. So, yeah, it was and really it gives you confidence to, you know, go for it on fourth and one when you should maybe kick the field goal. Not that I'll admit that I should have kicked the field goal, but I just think it's important when you talk about the group growing and getting ready and preparing for a game and that you put your foot on the gas and go.
Earlier in the week, Mike, you said you needed kind of a kickstart or a spark from the kick return game. It actually came from a different return game, the punt return game. How did Micah Hyde's touchdown propel you guys?
Well, I mean, those are huge plays. I mean, if you look at playoff football, and, you know, that's definitely was a playoff-type football game. It's the big plays matter, the game changers. That's the way we're built. That's a big part of our team identity. And Micah did, you know, well, the blocking, and Micah did a great job just accelerating the crease, and, you know, in the middle return and beating the kicker.
Mike, since we're in the neighborhood, special teams as a whole, had another block kick, 41-yard kickoff return, things like that. Can that thing get fixed now that you're in playoff football?
Definitely. I think it's easy to overreact to the negatives because they get a lot of attention. But more importantly, staying true to the video. So, I mean, if you look at the return, they went with a middle return we didn't fit it right, and it was corrected on the next return. So, other than that, we covered it very well. And, you know, the block, you know, the field goal protection has been an issue for some time. We need to continue to work to correct it, and that's what we will do. We clearly understand what we need to do. We're just not doing it the way it needs to be done.
All right, next up, our special guest, Josh Boyd. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now, a fine, fine young defensive lineman, Josh Boyd. Welcome, Josh. Do you realize, or have you taken a moment to realize, you are one win at Lambeau Field away from the NFC Championship game? It's kind of crazy when you think of it like that, isn't it?
Yeah, man, that's amazing. It's the first opportunity for me to even get this far, so it's a great opportunity for us.
Josh, as a defensive player, what Aaron Rodgers did against the Lions, coming back like he did, how did that hit you as a defensive player?
I mean, for me, it was great because we won the game. But, I mean, if it was me on the other side of the ball, it would be tough just because he's such a great quarterback and it's such a great offense. So that would have been a tough thing for us to go through something like that.
Now, folks, Josh is in his second year, came up as a fifth rounder, so he had no guarantees. And he is now a starter in the base defense. And he got there because I think this, Josh, you practice with a purpose. You like bring your work gloves. You put them on every day, don't you?
Definitely. I think if you want to master your job and you want to get better at things, you have to do it at practice. They preach it, you know, coach does a great job with how he goes about the practices. And I just try to bring my hard head every day I go to work.
Mike, Josh does really work at practice, does he not?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Josh is a heck of a football player, and he's another fine example of what you're looking for in your second-year players. You know, he come in and as a rookie, was able to play some on and off throughout the season, and now has been a staple in our defensive rotation. So he's made that big jump that we look for from year one to year two.
You know, Josh, I think when people watch the game and they see the lines kind of going at it and it's just big wad of bodies, they would not appreciate how much technique is involved in playing defensive line. There's a lot of technique in getting the job done there, isn't it?
Yes, definitely, because, you know, it's even a lot of technique with the offensive linemen as well. So it's just who has the better technique and who can outpower and, you know, stay in leverage and make the play.
Josh, this season, about midway through it, you guys kind of transformed your defense, and it's been playing terrific football since the bye. From your perspective, what happened? What changed?
For me, man, I think it was just, you know, we kind of suffered a loss that we didn't like, and some of the older vets came together and they told us how they felt. And, you know, I just saw how much guys cared about this game and about how much, you know, the passion that guys practice with and play with, and they brought that. And we even kind of had a little step back where we talked before practice. He just told us what we were trying to do and what we were looking forward to doing in these last games, and it kind of paid off for us. And I just, that leadership was it for me.
Now, the situations that Josh usually plays in are rundowns and running situations, running formations. And so Josh is still looking for his first career sack. Have you figured out, Josh, how you're going to celebrate that thing? Have you rehearsed it in your head yet?
Yeah, an idea.
Yeah, you want to leap up on the table and maybe give it a try?
I'm going to save it, man. I wanted to see it when I get it because, you know, I put a little thought into it. So.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
Thanks, Larry. I can't wait to see that sack dance. That ought to be something. All right, Tim has a question for Mike.
Coach, what was your first gut reaction when you saw Aaron crumble down to the ground on the pass play to Randall Cobb for the touchdown?
Well, my first reaction was I was hoping it wasn't his knee because you know he's had some issues with that a long time ago. So, and then with that, really second is really just go out there and make sure he's okay, and thirdly you have to move on to your call sheet and get ready for Matt Flynn.
All right, next up is Roberta, who has a question for the coach.
Yeah, Coach, I was wondering how you were going to plan on getting the team ready for the playoff.
What's
your biggest challenge? The biggest challenge that you have getting your team ready for the playoffs?
Well, I think the biggest challenge we'll have this week will probably be our hydration test on Friday after New Year's Eve. So, what are you laughing about? Yeah. I hope that's my biggest challenge.
I was not expecting that answer, I got to admit. All right, Cole, you have a question for Josh.
Yes. What's your favorite part about defense?
I would just say probably making tackles, because for me, sometimes it's hard to make tackles and it's hard to make plays, so it's a constant fight. And it's just a reward to be able to overpower two guys and still be able to make a tackle.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. Next up, Josh and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
High formation backfield. Stafford inside handoff to Jed Collins and the fullback. Bruises his way up the middle for 2 yards. Boyd and Berrington on the tackle for Green Bay.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at a typical day at the office for Josh Boyd. Josh, you ready?
Yeah.
Can you show us where you're at in this defensive alignment?
Right here.
Okay. And Josh, something tells me you're in what they call a 3 technique. Why do they call that a 3 technique?
I guess they go off gap. So if your head up on the ball is a 0 tech, that's 0 on the ball. On the foot is a shade. And if you come to the guard, on the foot of the inside foot of the guard is a 1 tech. Head up on the guard is a 2. To the outside is a 3 tech, where I'm in right now. And it's so forth and so on and out.
Okay, wonderful. Well, in this play, you do this a lot. Let's snap the ball. And you're going to take on 2 full-grown Detroit Lions right here, Rob Sims and Riley Reiff. And that's about combined tag weight, well over 600 pounds. And what I wanted to ask you about, you see that double team coming, you're dipping that shoulder and getting underneath it. What does that do for you?
With a double team, leverage is key. So that dip of the shoulder, it helps me to – because I already have to take on one guy with the 3 tech, whose guys I'm already fighting with, and I have to take on the guy who's coming to me as well. So I have to drop the shoulder to create leverage for it, so he can't either push me across the ball is what they're really trying to do, or just basically dig me up out of there.
Okay, well, there's no digging you out because you're well below these two guys, and they're in that shoulder, eliminating some blocking surface, and you shuck one of them by, you shuck Sims by, and now you can see the leverage gain that you were talking about. Your helmet's well below his helmet. That's important, isn't it? Low man wins?
Low man always wins, yeah.
Okay, so you're in great shape right there. In this wad of bodies, Josh, how on earth do you find the ball carrier?
And the thing like this is just you have to trust your teammates. I know that I have to hold down the C-gap, which is the gap I'm in, so I just play my leverage, I stay in the gap, I create separation, and then once I see the ball, I just make the tackle.
Okay, so you got your eye on Josh's helmet, and he's going to vanish into that wad of bodies, and then it's going to come, and there, believe it or not, that's Josh Boyd making the tackle right there, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Josh, how many times a game would you say you take on a double team? I mean, it's not terribly glamorous work, but it's very important. How many times a game do you take on a double team like that?
I couldn't say, but I know it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, you can't do it any better than Josh Boyd just did it right there, folks. Josh, thanks for being with us. Continued success. Good luck in the playoffs. More of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
It's another victory week on the Mike McCarthy Show. And this week, Mike, I believe first time it's happened this year, team gets the game ball. Why?
Well, technically, it's the second time, Lance.
It is.
I just love correcting you on TV. But, no, team game ball is, you know, anytime you break a record here with the Green Bay Packers or in the NFL, you know, it's worthy of a game ball. So with our football team winning the fourth division championship in a row, our whole team will have a game ball.
Well, talking about breaking records, Mike, Jordy Nelson, the first Packer receiver in history to go over 1,500 receiving yards. When you do something here, that's saying something.
Well, that's big time. I mean, Jordy's season has just been remarkable, and he does everything right. I mean, he's such a clinic, you know, as far as where you run your routes and catch the football, you know, the yards after the catch, the deep throws, you know, as far as the proper angles. And I mean, he's just a spectacular player.
Can I ask you about one play that was kind of interesting? The Aaron Rodgers touchdown pledge, he said he called his own number. So did your stomach kind of drop to your feet when you saw it happen? Or do you have enough confidence to say, you know what, if you see it, go for it?
Well, my response was, you know, I can't believe he just did that. Because, but, you know, Aaron's an excellent play caller. You know, and like every good play caller, you always want to check yourself, scout, and I'm sure that's why he did it, because he hasn't done that since 2010, so they clearly weren't expecting it. So that's a joke, Lance.
All right, it's been a while. Thank you.
Mike, Randall Cobb, 4 catches, 80 yards, a couple touchdowns, and it was interesting, and he said it was true. He didn't like the way he played against Detroit way back in week 3, but he's got a long memory because he said it was a motivator. And besides his contributions catching the ball, he also blocked like gangbusters.
He played extremely well. And, you know, we normally have offense, defense, and special team game balls. But this particular, you know, instance, obviously the whole team's getting a game ball. But Randall was definitely a game ball winner, you know, as far as the level of play. He was outstanding.
All right, next up, we'll get you ready for the playoffs. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, you earned a bye week. Everyone remembers 2010. You go on the road, play every single week. But what does the bye really do rest-wise for your team and confidence-wise?
Well, the bye accomplished a couple things. Number one, obviously, you can rest your football team, but it also gives you a chance to go back and have 2 strong fundamental practices, and we'll do that at the end of the week. So, and it gives you a chance, really, as a coaching staff to go back through your self-scout, add a few wrinkles that you project, you know, using down the road, and it just gives you more preparation time.
Mike, how do you handle not knowing your opponent? I mean, you've been doing this week in, week out thing, and all of a sudden you don't know who to prepare for. Do you actually prepare for everybody, nobody? How do you handle that as a coaching staff?
Well, you prepare for 3 teams, you know, obviously, and if you look at then they have the percentages and so forth. But, you know, we'll prepare for Carolina, Arizona, and Dallas, and then really after the Saturday game, we'll just focus on the winner of those 2 in Dallas.
And you mentioned it, Mike, you know, the Lions game was like a playoff game before the postseason. So how ready, what's the gauge as far as your team goes on being ready for this whole thing?
Oh, we're ready to go. This football team's right where it needs to be. Playoffs is a different level. We'll be ready to go. I'm excited about our team. I really like the way we're playing. I think our defense doesn't get any credit. And I think we're clearly one of the best defenses in the league. Offensively, I mean, we're where we want to be, running pass. You know, special teams, you know, our return game is in this stadium, I think, is a real issue for opponents. And, you know, we're ready to go.
Mike, 12-4, 1-2 start, end up with a number 2 seed. Hell of a job by Coach Mike McCarthy.
How about that? Mike, enjoy the bye week, and good luck, whomever the opponent is, first time around in the playoffs.
Well, thank you, Lance, and Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to everybody. We will talk to you and get you ready next week for that playoff game. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show.